Now, when a doctor tells you there's something wrong with your heart, what do most people say?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, maybe I'm having a heart attack.
Is that what we do?
Yes.
Sure, that's what we do. Why do we do that? Because we don't know the Word of God. We don't know His promises. I knew His promises. I stood on those promises. I said, no, ain't nothing wrong with my heart. He said, look at this. I said, look at this thing going off scale on this one. I said, I don't care if something wrong with your machine, but ain't nothing wrong with my heart. I've worked with too much machinery. I sure ain't going to believe that thing. He said, well, we're going to send you right down to Irving to a heart specialist right now. I said, you really think this is serious, don't you? He said, yes, I do. So, well, anyway, I go down there. So they run me down there. I go down there and I drive my pickup down there and wait on this specialist. He comes out and finally takes me in there. He feels, he listens here and here and here on my back, two or three places. And he said, well, I tell you what, he said, your heart sounds good, but says, I want you to go on down to, I forget which one of the hospitals. Anyway, one of them downtown Dallas. And I said, what are you going to do down there? He said, I want you to spend the night down there, and said, we're going to do an angiogram on you in the morning. I said, an angiogram? What's that? And I said, go to the hospital. He said, yeah, just take the normal stuff you take when you go to the hospital. I said, I ain't never been to a hospital. He said, what? I was 40 years old at this time. You ain't never been in a hospital? I said, no, I ain't never spent a night in a hospital. I don't have a clue what to take to a hospital. He said, well, just go home and get you another change of clothes and just go home and then take them, go right on down there. We'll call and we'll get you checked in. In the morning, we're going to do an angiogram on you. What's an angiogram? That's where we cut a hole in your leg. We put a catheter in it. We run that thing up in it. And we shoot dye into your heart. I said, I don't like this already. I said, there ain't nothing wrong with my heart. He said, well, go on down there and we're going to check it anyway. Okay. So I walk up the front and I says, do I owe you anything for this? She said, $70. Now this, I was 40 years, 30 years ago. I said, $70? I said, all he did was just put the thing on me, two or three, but listen to my heart. I said, $70? I wasn't in there 5 minutes. She said, well, I'm sorry, sir, that's what it's cost. I said, call that doctor out here. She went and got him and said, what's the problem? I said, are you serious? You charged $70 for just listening to my heart? I said, you didn't do nothing. You didn't take a sample. You didn't do nothing. You only listened to me about four places, and you're going to charge me $70. I was not in your office a total of 5 minutes, and you probably wasn't with me more than 2 minutes. And I said, that's going to cost me $70? He said, yes. You think that's too much? I said, no. I know that's too much. He said, well, if you think it's too much, then don't pay it. I said, bye. See you later. I walked out the door. I didn't think that was too high. I knew that was too high. See, that's why I hate going to doctors. I mean, if he had charged me, I mean, back in those days, I didn't make $70 working all day long. You know, 40 years ago, 35 years ago, $70 for 5 minutes, I thought that was unbelievable. But anyway, he told me, he said, well, you know, I have a lot of equipment here. I said, sir, I'm an engineer and I build and design buildings, and the equipment you got probably don't cost no more than mine does. And I sure don't charge people $70 for 5 minutes, you know. So I said, anyway, I think it's too high. And so he said, okay. So anyway, I went on down to the hospital. I went home, got myself, went to the hospital. And the next morning they run me in there. Right, of course, that night I was in a room, first time I've ever been in a hospital room. I was, just, of course, I'm just a deacon in a church, but the guy beside me is a pastor of a church with his wife. And so I talked to him about Jesus. They talked to me, all that kind of stuff. And in a little while, she got tired of talking to me. She turned the television on, and she's sitting there, and she watched 2 30-minute soap operas. I said, I thought y'all were pastors of a church. Well, she said, my husband's a pastor of the church. I said, but you're associated with him. You're his mate, right? Yes. I said, and do you watch them soap operas all the time? Oh, yeah, I love them. I said, I bet there ain't no power in your church. Do you think a soap opera glorifies God? No. The two I sat there and watched with them, I thought the wickedest stuff I ever seen. I mean, that was junk, man. I would hate to think about feeding that trash into myself. It was awful. And to think there's people, and they wonder why they're sick and direly. You feed the junk of the world into you. And so she turned it off. You know, I said, well, praise God. You know, so anyway, they didn't listen to more soap operas. They didn't turn the TV back on. The next morning, they took me out of the room and they cut me open, put that catheter in there and run it. I could watch it. I'm sitting there watching the TV monitor and that thing's going up through my inside. I can see it. And he said, we're going to shoot this die now. And when he did, man, I saw that black die. And I felt it to my fingertips and my toes that quick. It just instant. I thought, wow, that's awesome. And so they'd pull it back, put it somewhere else, and do it again. When he got all of them checked, I said, Doc, I don't know nothing about a heart, but I understand hydraulic systems. I've taught them. I understand valves and check valves. And I said, everything I see in there, it looked to me like every artery is wide open. That thing's working beautiful to me. He said, you got the heart of any 16-year-old I ever checked. He said, it's perfect. I said, so then what's wrong with me? He said, well, I don't know, but ain't nothing wrong with your heart. So anyway, that afternoon when the doctor finally come in, he said, we finally figured out what's wrong with your heart. I said, what is it? He said, you must do a lot of heavy work. I said, oh, yeah. I said, I do some heavy work. He said, there's three, I don't know how to tell you, I can't think of the names, but I'll use wires. There's three wires that come from your brain that go down and on your heart. And any one of those gets an impulse to your heart. It tells your heart when to beat. But he said, one of those is jerked off. So as we monitor these, that's what is showing up. One of them's not connected, so the signal's crazy. I said, so I got three? I said, how many does it take to make your heart work? He said, only one. I said, you mean God in his infinite grace and mercy put three of them little wires on there to give me the chance to break two and still have one so it'll work? He said, awesome God, isn't he, son? He's beyond your wildest dreams. I said, how do you think I'd done that? He said, well, I don't know. He said, you must have done something that really stressed your cage here in your chest. I said, I know how I'd done that. I said, last year I was down in Houston. I had two 25-year-old young men working for me, and we were trying to pull 125-foot a one-aught conduit, a wire through a conduit, and I had them young boys up there in the ceiling trying to pull that through, and it couldn't. Either one of them young boys, 25 years old, pull that conduit, or pull that wire through that conduit. I told them, I said, boys, get out and let a man get up there. I said, I got up there, and I got my chest across that deal, and I said, I pulled with the wire puller, and I pulled that wire all the way through there, and I said, when I got to the hotel that night and took my shirt off, I had an X right here bruised all the way across my chest, where I'd literally bruised a cage on my chest. I said, that's when I done that. That's when I done it. That's when I broke that thing off. I said, now I know how I do it. So I don't never have another EKG. I won't let nobody do an EKG on me for no reason. Because they put one on me, the first thing they say is, you had a heart attack. I said, no. I only let them do that one time after that. As soon as they put it on there, you had a heart attack? You're having a heart attack? I said, forget that nonsense. Ain't nothing wrong with me. Now you see, if you say, I'm having a heart attack, guess what you're having? You're going to have one. Life and death in the power of the tongue. Every person eats the fruit of their tongue. Now, if you haven't heard the CDs on the tongue, there's three CDs over there. They don't have it on DVD, but it's only on CDs. It's the tongue. There's three CDs, and that's all they talk about is all the different places I could find, which is not all of them, but all the different places I can find in God's Word that talks about the tongue and the impact your mouth has on your physical body. Now, here a while back, a lady came to here, and she picked up one of those. She came back a year later, and she said, I listened to that tongue. She said, I got one set of CDs when I was here, one, three CDs in there. She said, I listened, and there was a tongue. She said, I listened to those every day, all the way through, 365 days in a row. I said, I can't believe that. She said, and every time I listened to them, I learned something new. Why do you think God says, study my word to show yourself approved? 2 Timothy 2:15. He didn't tell you to read his word. He told you to study his word. Study it. Now then, let's go to a couple of places here. Proverbs 4:10 and then verse 20 and through 27. Start off Proverbs 4, verse 10. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. Now that what is going to give you long life? The Word of God. This is where it's at. Now then you think, well, no, it's got to be eating the right things and exercising. I mean, doesn't that make sense? Ed Brock was 42 years old, and he was the perfect picture of a Christian. Come to church every Sunday. I mean, Sunday morning in Baptist church. Sunday worship service. Back on Sunday night. Every Sunday. Fine man, fine wife. I mean, they'd been married 25 years. And all of a sudden, Ed Brock came down with stage 4 lymphoma, terminal cancer in every organ of his body. Somebody would have said, wow, look at this. This is one of the finest Christians in the church, and he's sick. He don't sin. Yeah, he did too. I didn't know what it was till we petitioned God. God, why Ed Brock had stage 4 lymphoma, terminal cancer at age 42. And he was a perfect picture of health. He ate right. He exercised right. In fact, him and his wife rode bicycles thousands of miles a year. And if you see a man, there was not an ounce of fat on that man. He was a perfect picture of health. But at 42, he's on his deathbed. The Lord showed me something. He says, hear, O my son, receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. Now then, here's a saying I used on Ed Brock. I want to take from right here, I want to go to James chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. 14, 15, and 16. And I want you to see the scripture that we used on Ed Brock, my first time in 1986 ever to use this scripture, and it healed this man. I want to show you what it says. James 5, 14, 15, and 16. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of what?
Faith.
Not the prayer of unbelief. You don't pray like this, oh God, if it be your will you please heal this woman's cancer? You don't do if. You don't say if it's your will. You know what his will is. His will is to repent of sins and then pray for you and you're healed.
That's right.
That's what he says. Now look what he says. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven.
We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Leave a Jesus Trail, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.